Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Border crossings are way down, more than 50% since Trump-era COVID policy ended Friday. They were expected to go way up. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
The number of crossings dropped significantly over the weekend. On Saturday, Border Patrol agents apprehended 4,200 migrants, a far cry from the all-time high of more than 10,000 a day in the stretch leading up to the expiration of Title 42.
Officials say the numbers are still relatively high and detention facilities are packed. With a June 1st deadline looming, President Biden is expected to meet with congressional leaders as early as tomorrow for another round of talks to try to avert a national debt crisis. Mr. Biden is optimistic.
I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
Two sides have reportedly found common ground on rescinding unspent COVID relief money and on potential spending cuts. Police in Arizona say two people were killed, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old, at a neighborhood party in Yuma. A 16-year-old boy is being treated for life-threatening injuries, and several other teenagers were wounded. Police Sergeant Lori Franklin.
It is still an ongoing investigation, so there was a lot of witnesses there, so everybody's being interviewed, everything's being double-checked, everything's being gone over.
So far, no arrests. Franklin says there is no remaining threat to the community. Former President Obama weighed in on gun violence in an interview with CBS Morning's Nate Burleson.
Somehow, and there are a lot of historical reasons for this, gun ownership in this country became an ideological issue and a partisan issue in ways that it shouldn't be.
The full interview airs tomorrow in Turkey. President Erdogan says he's ready for a possible runoff after winning 49.4% of the votes in a new election. That's ever so shy of the 50% he needs to win.
I would like to thank each and every one of my citizens who went to the polls and reflected their preferences in the ballot box.
A basketball star has been suspended again for showing a gun. A second video has gone viral of the Grizzlies' Ja Morant, this one picturing him waving a weapon in a car. Memphis fans are weighing in.
Who doesn't make mistakes? Tell me somebody who doesn't make mistakes, and I'll say they don't know Jesus.
We care about you, Ja. We want you to be all right. Try to do better for us.
Morant was suspended for 8 games for a similar post in March. S&P futures are up 12. Dow futures ahead 90. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 72. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. On this Friday, we are 1 hour away from the weekend, which we're so excited about.
We are excited.
So on May 19th, Friday, May 19th, so a week from today, Sail Away! An event presented by W Girls Milwaukee is bringing the city together for a night to remember, all to support Milwaukee Diaper Mission, a Milwaukee nonprofit empowering families in need. And here to talk about both of their organizations and the event itself is Megan Johnson, who is co-founder and executive director of Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and Liza Lemkuel, who is the W Girls president. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we're definitely going to talk about the event, but I guess let's start with Megan. You've been on the show before, but as for any of our new listeners, tell us a little bit more about Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Yes, happy to. Thanks for having me this afternoon. Milwaukee Diaper Mission is Milwaukee's first and only basic needs bank. We're a nonprofit organization that supports families and menstruators in Milwaukee with basic essentials like diapers and period supplies for free.
There you go. And Liza, tell us about W Girls.
Yeah. So our mission is to empower women and children in underserved communities through volunteering, fundraising, and outreach. We're a membership-based organization, 100% volunteer, and we work with other smaller nonprofits throughout Milwaukee to help them reach women and children with their services.
So probably an obvious overlap as far as why you guys are working together for this event. And so I guess, tell us more about first time that the two organizations are working together?
No, actually. So that's kind of how this came to be. We actually volunteered with Milwaukee Diaper Mission back in fall, leading up to the point where we usually start accepting applications for our spring gala. So we got to know the organization, we got to know Megan, and volunteer with them, hear the story, and we were just super captivated by it. Had a great application, and we just knew it was the right fit for the benefit the gala this year.
And so for the gala, if you want to give examples of which organizations you've benefited in the past.
Yeah. So last year, we actually donated $12,000 to Future Urban Leaders. They're pretty great and to work with, and they do amazing things for students in Milwaukee. And then the year prior to COVID, we gave about $11,000 to the Women's Center in Milwaukee. So prior to that, it was a kind of a different format, but the last 3 years has been this style of selecting a single beneficiary. So,
and is that the goal again for this year, around $12,000?
This year, we're really shooting for $15,000, and we really think we can do it, especially because of how great the mission is for Milwaukee Diaper Mission and some of the growth of our membership and the people who are involved. So we're shooting for that $15,000 this year.
So, Megan, if Milwaukee Diaper Mission got $15,000, what would that translate to as far as how many people that would help or what the products that would be able to be delivered?
That's huge for us. That's a big chunk that we would be able to put toward purchasing inventory. We're also looking forward to the future in investing in a new facility that's larger, that can house more product and more volunteers and more events. So there's lots of different things that would, you know, that amount of money would really support us with. This is such an incredible opportunity because as a small nonprofit, we're a staff of only 3 people, and we plan and execute all of our events throughout the year. So to have another nonprofit to work with to actually, you know, plan out the day of logistics and do all the fundraising on our behalf is just an amazing opportunity. It frees us up to be able to work on other projects like distributing products back to thousands of families in the city of Milwaukee.
And so let's talk about some of the fun parts that W Girls is doing. So the theme is Sail Away.
Yes.
And I should also not bury the lead here. I'm seeing the event. So, and so I will be there on May 19th. And so I'm also, as I've announced and pretty open with, I'm pregnant. So I'm also struggling with what I'm going to wear. So what does a Sail Away theme look like? Am I supposed to wear like a sailor costume?
No, we like to describe our kind of options from kind of homecoming cocktail level of dress all the way up to, if you want to get real fancy, kind of prom style, true gala dress. So we really just want people to be comfortable and have fun. But it's a great excuse to dress up in, you know, whatever colors and styles that you'd like. But yeah, somewhere between that like cocktail-y hour and a full gala is absolutely appropriate for the event.
Okay. Okay. And so, and then once people are, because this is open to the public, this is an event that this is not just for W Girl members. This is an event for people to get a ticket to, enjoy. Yeah. So what are some of the things that are planned for the night?
Absolutely. So every ticket actually includes your first drink of the night, a gift bag, heavy appetizers, and then access to all of our amazing goings on. So we have, you know, dancing with an awesome DJ, a bunch of photo opportunities, some cool backdrops, a little photo booth. We have a ton of silent auction and raffle prizes that you can win. We have a couple of games that have some really cool big prizes, so definitely come for those. We'll also be offering boat tours if the weather permits.
Because it's at the Starling, which is right on the water.
Exactly, exactly. So staying in theme there. There will also be a cigar bar where you're out on the patio. And then probably one of the big things that we want to include, so if everyone comes, they bring either diaper or period supplies, and that will enter them into a raffle for our largest prize of the night, which is a cool Lake Geneva boat tour afternoon. So definitely plan on doing that.
Fun fact, Liza, I'm from Lake Geneva, so I can speak to how amazing those boat tours are.
Yes.
I wonder if that big house has been torn down yet. We covered that there was like a massive house in Lake Geneva that some fib bought and is tearing down. And so I kind of want to get out there and see it before they do that. So maybe I will bring plenty of submissions of diapers so I can win that.
Love that.
And so I guess as far as what should other people know, you know, obviously it's going to be a super fun night, but as far as either organization of kind of what is the impact and like the need right now? Because in Milwaukee, we obviously know that there is a lot of families in need, a lot of women in need. But as far as kind of speaking higher to Megan, maybe the women that you work with and you see that are receiving the products, but also Liza in the different organizations you guys have partnered with in the past, like what are you seeing as far as actually working with people who are the recipients of the help that is needed?
Yeah, I mean, we see the need increase every day, essentially. We've only been around for about 2.5 years, but in that span of time, the majority of that was during the pandemic. We've just seen the need skyrocket. We've also recently seen food share being cut, which is affecting families across our city. So we're, you know, really working hard to make sure that we're supporting as many children and families in Milwaukee as possible. Currently, we're serving about 2,000 children per month with diapering supplies and over 500 menstruators per month. So we're, you know, addressing as much of the need as we possibly can, but it's continuing to grow. And so that's why we're continuing to expand as we're able to.
And Liza?
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we partner with all of these nonprofits, first and foremost, because we are like a membership-led organization, so many people don't know how many of these small nonprofits exist in especially the Milwaukee area. And because of how small they are, there's such a need for support and help. So when you partner, when you become a member with W Girls, you start to get to know these nonprofits. And depending on which ones we partner with, you really develop relationships with these people who desperately need ongoing mentor support, ongoing volunteer support. So you can definitely plug in. But I definitely think resources are slim, even at a staffing and volunteering level. So anything that people can do to step up and fill some of those gaps right now is really important.
Absolutely. Well, in the time that we have left, where can people get information if they were interested in sailing away on May 19th?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is posted to our Facebook page as well as Meetup. Honestly, you can just Google W Girls Milwaukee Sail Away and you will find our event page where you can purchase tickets. There are all different kinds of sized tickets too. So the more people you bring with you, the cheaper the ticket is. So definitely look out for that and come to the event.
And then for people who maybe don't live in Milwaukee or can't make it that night, Megan, where could they get more information about Milwaukee Diaper Mission, donations, ways to get involved?
Absolutely. So our website is very thorough. There's a lot of information on our website about the work that we do, why we do it, how we do it. So that's a great place to start. We are currently doing a diaper drive to collect size 5 diapers. So if folks don't live in the area, but they do have an Amazon account, they can go onto our Amazon wish list and send some boxes of size 5 diapers our way. We'd be greatly appreciative of that. We're also leading up to National Period Poverty Awareness Week in a couple of weeks, and that is a great time to donate period supplies, which can also be found on our Amazon wish list, or folks can just hit the donate button on our website as well.
Absolutely, and we will link all of that to our show, because I actually, Megan, I need to follow up with you, because I now that I have this kid's on the way, I need a I need a new tutorial on the cloth diaper, because like talking to you last time when you were on, I was like, I think I could maybe do this. I don't know if my husband could do it, but I think it's worth reinvestigating to learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, yes. First of all, congratulations. I'm so excited
Thank
for you.
You.
And we are here to offer support as far as cloth diapering goes. We offer virtual cloth diaper basics classes every other month. So you can learn about cloth diapers from the comfort of your own home, taught by cloth diapering experts. So join us for one of those, maybe.
Awesome. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. I will link all of the information on our website at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen under today's show notes. Can't wait to see you in a week.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait.
Bye. Have a great day. All right. We'll be back in a minute with Brewers tickets. We have Brewers tickets. I forgot about that. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I want somebody to love.
Can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Big fizzy douche. Everything you said was a lie. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche, you're a douche.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And before we get to our Friday segment of Am I the Sphincter, which we are going to squeeze in before PJ Leash, the bug guy, is here, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about summer bugs. But we do want to give away Brewers tickets.
Yes, we do.
Because we have two more Brewers tickets, a set, one pair, a couple, any way that you want to phrase two tickets. We have two tickets together sitting next to each other for the Brewers game coming up at, where did I put the information? But of course you can, where did I put the Brewers information? It's for Saturday's game.
6:10.
6:10. And reminder that these are really good tickets. They're
good seats.
They are club level tickets. And so the entire experience is lovely, where you don't have, the lines are shorter when you're getting your beers and your concessions and everything. You can see the field and it's a really good view. So it's on, yes, it's on the club level, but we have tickets to give away for the game against the Kansas City Royals in Milwaukee for Saturday's game at 6:10. And a reminder that Civic Media you can always hear the Brewers game not across the Civic Media Network, but on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley, and also catch it on WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And we're just going to do first caller.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And you're going to pick up those good tickets for Saturday's game at AmFam Field. Brewers and the Royals. Just give us a call right now. 844-967-2789.
It's a great Mother's Day gift.
Oh, Mom would like that.
If you've forgotten to get your mom a gift.
And you can pretend like you bought them.
Yeah. You can pretend like you splurged.
Yes. See, Mom?
We won't tell anyone.
I got these excellent seats just for you.
All right. So as we, Jane's going to answer the phone as the callers come in, and I am going to read this week's Am I the Sphincter? Which is, of course, taken from from Reddit, where the subreddit of Am I the Word That We're Not Going to Say on Air. It's like a sphincter, where people post their own conundrums and ask for input on whether or not they are the jerk. And so this one is, it's already been removed. I found it this morning. And on Reddit, it's actually already been taken down. And I don't know why. It said, sorry, this post has been removed by the moderators. But do not repost this. And so I'll try to sum it up. But it was basically a woman, she only goes in the office on certain days. And you missed that. They already took They took it down. The moderators took it down. So the one we were going to do today, we can't even read.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that bad. Why would someone take it down?
They must have been getting a lot of bad feedback or something.
I'll have to investigate at the commercial break, but I'll see if I can retell it from memory.
Oh, jeez.
And you, because you read it, right?
I skimmed it.
Skimmed it. So basically, it was a woman who was very frustrated because every time she goes into her office, so she's in like a hybrid work situation, and when she goes into the office, one of her coworkers consistently comes over and just talks to her about, so that, let's call the woman who's writing this Kate. It's not her name.
Okay.
And the woman who comes over and talks to her, Janice. So when Janice comes over and talks to Kate, all she talks about is her 2-year-old, I guess. And she like just talks about her kid. And so finally one day, but it slows Kate down and
sure.
She's like, it's distracting.
It's an interruption to her
I'm
work
only
day.
Here because I have to be. I don't like working from the office. It's distracting. And so I guess finally one day she snapped at Janice.
Talking about the two-year-old
because she was having a bad day or something happened. So then later in the day, she apologized and she said, I'm sorry if I was rude. But then Janice like brought something up again about the kid.
Oh,
and then at that point, Kate's like, listen, I don't want to hear about your kid. I don't care. This is why I don't come to work to hear about it. And Janice told her that she was rude for saying that. And so that was initially the post of Am I the Sphincter? And and so now I have to go back and see why that was so bad that it's now gotten taken down. I have to say, this is the kind of scenario if I was really annoyed with it, like I'd talk to you. Like if we had a coworker who annoyed the crap out of me,
right?
Who like every time I was trying to get stuff done was just like chit-chatting in my ear, I probably would never say anything to their face. I would tell behind their back, I would probably talk to you.
We would snark about it.
Which is maybe not any better, but at least to their face of being like, listen, I don't want to talk to you about your stuff. I don't care. It's really bold.
Couldn't there have been a slightly better way to do that? Like, gosh, I'd love to hear more about little Janice, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go out to my car and drive it around the parking lot because the battery will die.
Yeah.
I don't know. Come up with something.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, my gosh. I have an emergency appointment. I have to leave right now.
Yeah. I think that's just part of the common courtesy of what we do to say, you know, to avoid, like to try to give subtle hints.
Well, and
to get people to get the point.
Yeah. And you would hope that if you do that enough times, Janice is finally going to get the point, although there's no guarantee of that.
There is no guarantee. Not everyone's super self-aware.
By the way, congratulations to Suzanne, who called in and picked up those tickets for Saturday night's game.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Suzanne. Have so much fun. Unless you're bringing your guests and want them to think that you bought them, feel free to tag us.
Yes.
Tag As Goes Wisconsin, tag Civic Media, and any pictures you take at the game. We would greatly appreciate it. All right, when we come back, well, first, I guess, if you have thoughts on who's the jerk in that scenario that we just had to tell for memory, 844-967-2789, I would say she is the jerk. Not for feeling, I understand the frustration of like a chatty Kathy.
So do I.
But like, I think it's part of just common courtesy as you suck it up and you leave signals and you drop hints of stars, like, cut it out versus just being like, you're annoying.
And so is your child.
And so is your 2-year-old. Ugh. All right. When we come back, PJ Leish, UW bug guy, will be here. And we're going to talk about lantern flies. It's tick season. All these great bugs that are here for the summer. What you can do to stay safe. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211. Or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 72. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Seeing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are so excited to have back PJ Leish, who is a UW entomologist, also known as the bug guy, the Wisconsin bug guy. It's been a bit. It's been since the end of last summer since I think we had you on. So we're so excited to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back here, Kristen.
So I guess, I mean, with the summer and the great weather, which we're all excited about, I have been in a inordinate good mood this week because of the sunshine. But with that comes bugs. And already I've seen like a fly. I think yesterday I was getting ready for the show at my house and I could hear a fly buzzing. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the trade-off. And so what should we be expecting, at least right now, from like in the end of spring, early summer, what are the bugs that are hatching right now that we should be aware of?
Oh gosh, kind of everything and okay. anything, I feel. Once it really starts warming up and we're having some temperatures in like the 60s and 70s and even 80s, that really starts to wake up a lot of our insects.
PJ, this happened this morning when I was getting ready for work, and it's a beetle that's got to be an inch and a half long, you know, way up on the bathroom ceiling. Where does he hang out all winter? Can they just flatten themselves to hide into teeny tiny crevices?
Some can. There is the multicolored Asian lady beetle. That's the ladybug species that likes to sneak into your home sometimes. And those can basically squish their body down to fit in through little nooks and crannies. And they can make it through a gap of about 3 millimeters, which if you stack two pennies together, that's the gap. They just, because they have this convex shape and they just smush themselves down a little bit and squeeze in. So really hard to keep them out sometimes.
But an inch and a half, that feels like a big one.
This is a pretty big bug. I think he has an apartment in somewhere in our house.
Yeah, if it's that big, I'm really not sure what that might be, Jane. You'd have to send me a picture of it to give me a better idea. Usually the things that I think of sneaking indoors in the fall aren't that large. There's one that comes to mind that's maybe 3/4 of an inch to maybe an inch on a good day, but something that big, I'm not quite sure. I would be more inclined to think it's something that's snuck in recently.
Okay, good to know.
Can we just do that as we find bugs? Can we just tweet at you pictures of bugs and be like, hey, PJ, what is this?
You can. Okay. People do that to me all the time. I mean, that's a key aspect of my job is to run the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and I identify bugs for people. When I go out and I give talks, and that's what I tell folks. In a nutshell, I get paid to identify bugs, which is really pretty cool when you think about that.
Totally. Have you ever been stumped or been stumped recently?
I mean, it does happen. And especially these days with like smartphones and everyone has these digital cameras in their pocket. Sometimes it's a matter of the photograph being kind of limited quality. And I look at it, I'm trying to zoom in and blow it up on my screen, and I just can't see enough features from that. And so there's plenty of cases where I tell folks, I'm sorry, it could be this, could be that. I really need to see a sample under the microscope to get like the final word on it. So that happens all the time. But every once in a while, I have had some things that just completely stump me, or I kind of tuck them in a folder in my inbox as unsolved mysteries, and maybe 2 years from now, I'll figure out what it is.
And then 2 years from now it's an invasive species that we have to worry about.
And that gives me time to come up with a theme song for your mysterious insect segment.
So I guess as far as the obvious things we know are coming, tick season is here. And so, yes. And so what should people be knowing as far as how to stay safe and look for ticks and check for ticks on themselves or their dogs?
Yeah, so it definitely is tick season. And my wife happens to be a small animal vet. And I think she reported her first cases at her clinic here in Madison. It was sometime in like early March.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't need to be that warm. And some of the ticks can actually be active potentially on snow on like a really warm late winter day. But I generally tell folks, if it's warm enough that the snow is gone, even if it's February, you could bump into ticks. They can be active pretty late in the year, October into November. They can be active pretty earlier in the year too. So ticks are definitely out. And when we think of insects and related creatures that bite us, they suck our blood. You know, what scares me more is it ticks or mosquitoes? Hands down, it's ticks. I mean, yeah. We hear about West Nile and mosquito and stuff like that. But just in terms of the caseload that we see, I think nationwide, it's something like 30,000 Lyme cases reported annually. Those are just
nationally
reported
or in Wisconsin?
Nationally.
Okay.
They think that's a gross underestimate. They think the actual number of cases might be close to like 500,000 or something.
What?
So it's really scary. Yeah. I mean, it's heart attack because sometimes the symptoms may be pretty subtle. We think of Lyme and we think of that classic bullseye rash, but not everyone gets that. And if you have darker skin, you might not be able to see that. And so we think there's a lot of cases of Lyme out there that maybe get diagnosed as something else, or it's just hard to figure out what's going on. So ticks, really, that's something that that scares me. In terms of what to do about it, long sleeves, if it's not too warm, that's a great way to have a physical barrier between your skin and the tick. If they can't get to your skin, they can't bite you. A challenge is that ticks can often climb pretty well. And so you could brush against some grassy areas. They get on you, your shin, your knee, something like that. And they can climb up here pretty quickly, you know, in a matter of a couple of minutes. So long sleeves can help. Another piece of advice is if you know there's just a certain park or hiking trail that has a lot of tick activity, you know, it might be better to go somewhere else. Or if you're going there, take additional precautions. There's some really good repellents. DEET is kind of the old gold standard. Mm-hmm. Not everyone likes DEET. It can be oily and folks just don't like it for a number of reasons. There's some other ones at the hardware store, Picaridin. If you're looking for more of a botanical plant-based one, there's repellents that contain oil of lemon eucalyptus that has been shown to work pretty well in studies. So that's a more plant-based option. I will caution, though, you can go on Facebook and all sorts of social media places, and you'll see these home recipes for make your own tick and mosquito, and it's essential oils and stuff like that. And I would not trust my, you know, my health or my family's health to stuff like that. So I make sure to use the repellents that have science backing them. And then one other thing is both for us, you know, ourselves, our kids, family members, but also our pets, is do the tick checks. That's so important because for a deer tick, if it's carrying Lyme, and at the moment about 40 or so percent of adult deer ticks in the state are carrying Lyme, which is a scary number, yeah. They really have to be attached on you for a pretty significant length of time to effectively transmit Lyme. It's somewhere in the ballpark of about 36 hours. So if you go hiking and you're out hiking a couple hours and later that day you find a deer tick and you remove it, your chances of getting transmission of Lyme go way down. So that timely kind of daily tick check if you're spending time out in tick habitat is a really critical step.
For both you and your pet.
Yes, exactly. In pets, of course, you can chat with your veterinarian. There's all sorts of treatments. Some of them you put behind the shoulder blades. Other ones are ingestible ones, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of options out there for pets, too.
PJ, what purpose do ticks serve in the grand scheme of the ecological life? I mean, who
eats... The circle of life.
Yes, who eats them?
Oh, gosh. Not a whole lot of things actually eat them. I mean, birds to a certain extent might. The same ticks that can get on us, they will sometimes go onto birds. And if a bird is cleaning itself, it may pluck those off and ingest them. There's kind of this urban myth out there that possums are just these tick vacuums. I've heard it and seen it on Facebook and stuff that they're just going around like Hoovers sucking up ticks left and right. And that's not really the case either. I've tracked down some scientific papers looking at like what's in the stomach of a possum. And it's usually not ticks. It's all sorts of other stuff. So in terms of their role, though, it's really hard for me to make a case other than they're simply trying to do their thing and you know, go about their business and raise their young. But for everyone else, it's just kind of a hard pill to swallow.
It's just the, ooh, it's that creepy, blech, the crawly things. Ick.
We're talking to PJ Leish, who is the UW entomologist and director of the University of Wisconsin Insect Diagnostic Lab, also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy. So you posted on your blog, it's spongy moth season. And I have to admit, it's the first time I've heard spongy moth. It sounds like an insult I'd throw at someone on Twitter.
You spongy moth, you.
So that one, it actually used to be called gypsy moth.
Oh,
okay.
So if you've heard of that one, but it turns out when you dig into the old literature for gypsy moth, it was named that, and it was essentially used as part of an ethnic slur against a certain group of people. And so the Entomological Society of America, about a little over a year ago, had started going through some of these insect common names and looking at ones that were deemed offensive and switching them to something else. They use the term spongy moth. That's actually a term used by the French in the native range of this insect to refer to the egg masses, which have this kind of spongy consistency to them. So they said, that makes sense. We're going to use that name. So same insect, but it's now known as the spongy moth. And this is something I've been watching really closely for the last couple of years. It has been trending upwards. And it turns out if we have a rainy year, there is a fungal disease that keeps their populations in check. So there's been that recent HBO show, The Last of Us, where the fungus turns people into zombies. And that's like based on a hint of truth, and it's just blown way out of proportion. So this is a fungal disease that's super specific to spongy moth. If we have a rainy spring, it tends to keep their population in check. The last two springs across much of the state have been really pretty dry. So their populations have just skyrocketed.
Oh, wow.
So there's a ton of egg masses out there. And in southern Wisconsin, they just started hatching within about the last 8 or 9 days. And they're hatching at the moment. So we're going to have a ton of these little caterpillars out there. They can just strip oak trees of all their leaves. When I looked at statistics from the DNR for defoliation, if we go back to like 2019, there were no acres defoliated in the state. Last year, it was over 85,000 acres. So depending on how the weather is the next couple of weeks, that could really shape how good or bad of a year we have for this particular insect. So it's something that folks should definitely be watching for, especially if they've had issues the last couple of years and if they have some high-value oak trees in their yard. I'd keep an eye on those.
So, and what do you do if you think you see them? Like, how do you... Well, not a blowtorch. We learned that last time.
Usually not good to try attacking insects with fire. That can end badly. There's quite a few tricks that you can do. I mean, the first thing is, this is an insect that spends probably 9 months of the year as eggs. And so you can go in your yard, and if you find an egg mass, you can scrape it off with a putty knife and send it to the landfill, and that'll, you know, take it out of the equation. At the moment, folks can do what are called sticky bands. You basically wrap like duct tape or saran wrap around your tree, the trunk, and then you can put something called Tanglefoot, which is just really sticky stuff. It's sticky glue-like substance, or Vaseline. The little caterpillars will get stuck to it.
Okay.
As they're trying to walk up the trunk, you can also tie a strip of burlap around the trunk, and the larger caterpillars will hide under that. And then you have to go out every afternoon, and you can knock them into a container of soapy water. But those are two ways that are basically pesticide-free that you can do in your own yard to help deal with those if you have them.
That's a good one to know. All right. Well, with the minute that we have left, any other bugs that people should be on alert for as we head into May and June?
Well, Memorial Day is coming up. That's probably going to mean some mosquito activity. We have finally caught up. If you check the U.S. Drought Monitor, we've gotten some decent amount of snowfall, rainfall. We'll probably have more mosquitoes this year than we did last year. So that'll be something to keep an eye on as well as we creep towards summer.
All right. Womp womp.
And congratulations, by the way, PJ. You and your wife are expecting a baby girl soon.
Oh,
yes.
In the same club.
Thank you. Yeah, we're in that final two-week countdown. So I've got my hospital bag packed. We could be out heading to the hospital any moment now.
Any moment. Well, congratulations. Good luck on the first couple of months once baby comes. But PJ Leish, thank you so much. It's always a fun having you here.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up this week's episodes. Today's episode, we have a great sign-off from WGN. It really made me laugh out loud, so you don't want to miss that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madden-Air. Today just flew by.
It really did. It really did. It was great.
It was great.
We had a real busy week, and thank you to everybody who's joining us for the first time and texting us for the first time and calling for the first time, and it's really been terrific.
It's really been fun. It's been a great week of shows. Anything fun coming up this weekend?
My sister and I are going, this will make you laugh.
Okay.
We're going plant shopping tomorrow.
Nice. For indoor plants, outdoor plants?
Outdoor plants, for the patio plants.
Okay.
This is when I am still very friendly to plants.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah. You're, like, you're bringing me happiness.
Yes, and I love you, and I'll go and water you and check on you and scooch you and read to you at night. And then by the end of July, you better figure out what you're going to do for yourself.
Because I'm over
done.
You.
Yes.
I'm over you.
I've moved on.
What's your go-to plant shop?
We love Milliger's.
Okay.
In Racine.
Okay.
They have, and there are many wonderful nurseries in Wisconsin, but that just over the years has become our traditional place that we go to. They have one greenhouse that is full of nothing but petunias.
Oh.
And the bright pink and bright red and just these screaming colors. It's so vibrant. It's wonderful.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm going to the Battle of the Badges tomorrow night.
That's right. The boxing match.
I'm excited to see the boxing match and see what turnout looks like for that. But then we have birthday parties. But yeah, mostly just hanging out. Probably try to do something, call my mother on Sunday.
It's Mom's Day.
It is Mom's Day.
Don't forget.
So reminders to call your mom. Do more than just text your mom. Call your mom if you're not going to actually get to see her in person.
Yeah, definitely.
So otherwise, probably same per usual. So I wanted to end on this, though, because I feel like I saw this yesterday. This is 2 days in a row now that we're putting clips from WGN, the morning show. I think it's the morning show. Maybe it was their news. So yesterday we played the Chonkosaurus, who was the fat turtle.
Oh, and go to our show notes to check out that video.
Yeah.
It's this gargantuan turtle that they found in the Chicago River. It's incredible.
And then yesterday, I saw, after the show, I saw another video from WGN. And let's just play it.
We have a strongly worded email from Nick to address. He says, first, I'm a big fan of WGN News, accurate, professional, and timely. What I am not a fan of is anchors saying thank you to every reporter after every report.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that. Oh, brother. Please stop thanking reporters. Yeah. It's their job.
Yeah, it is their job.
Just move on and start reading the next story. We as viewers cannot care if anchors feel the need to be over polite to field reporters. Well, Nick, we agree and we fix the problem.
That's the latest live from Wrigley. Nancy Liu, WGN News.
Nancy, you parishioners at his.
Kelly Davis, WGN News.
Kelly, you, Chicago police.
They're live all morning long from Lollapalooza here in Grant Park.
All right, Dean, you, that does it for us this morning.
Okay, thanks so much.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine watching your nightly news? Think of your local news anchor, which on whichever channel you like to get your local news from. You know, if you're down here in southeast Wisconsin, it might be Fox 6 with Ted Perry, Steve Chimay, TMJ4, Benson. Like,
Charles Benson.
I'm trying to think of some of these people, but obviously, whether you're in Madison or Wausau or Richland Center, like, whoever your local newscaster is, that instead of thanking the real field reporter every time they came back to the anchor, they said, F you. F you, Bob.
And... Is it really that bad for them to thank their reporters? Good heavens, we thank people for doing their jobs all the time.
I know.
You know, I like to thank my waitress or waiter when they bring my food and I say thank you. That's part of their job too. Should I not say that anymore?
I know. It was such a weird complaint.
Right. Of all the things, of all the myriad things, especially with people who are in news that you could find to complain about it. Stop being so darn polite.
Stop
what's wrong
thanking
with
each other. That's their job to report. Stop thanking them for doing their job. And so I love that they had some fun and played with it. I was like, would you rather us do this?
And whoever did it, because they took old clips, I assume, and just...
I'm sure they just bleeped out thank.
Yeah.
And so when you add a bleep to anything, assume that it's a curse word.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
So I thought that was very funny.
That will also be...
Maybe you and I can start signing off like that.
It'll be a short show. That will be part of our show notes as well, right?
Yes, I'm going to put that in there.
And where can people find those?
They can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. So each episode, if you're unfamiliar, gets... So we do the 3-hour show every day. We post them as 3 different podcasts. So instead of, having a over 2-hour podcast as one post, then we have 3 44-minute posts because the commercials get taken out, and then I post those as 3 different blog posts on the website, where sometimes it's not right away because I have things to do after the show.
Well, right.
But I go back and I try to put in all the links to the different articles we referenced or the videos we talked about, so people can have, a little bit more context if they want to go back and get that.
Well, and it's nice we cut the podcast down to a little more consumable,
Yeah.
You're going to be working out in the garden tomorrow and you can listen to one as you're working outside or do whatever. And make sure you download the Civic Media app available at all the app places. And you can listen to shows from all across the state.
Yep. If you download the Civic Media app, you can get all of the different stations. So if you were trying to find, if you don't live in Fox Valley, if you don't live in Richland Center, but you want to listen to the Brewers game, you can download the Civic Media app and listen to the Brewers game on either of those stations there, and then you don't have to worry about your the connection to how strong the signal is and anything like that, and so you can get and pick and choose what you want to listen to. And we're actually updating the app soon, and so there's going to be the new and improved app is going to, the podcasts are going to be able to be there. Like, it's going to be great. And so listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, download the Civic Media app. But as always, we enjoy when you call, we enjoy when you text, we enjoy when you're part of the show. So if you have any feedback or suggestions,
people you think we should interview,
Shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And that'll about do it for us for this week. We got a busy week next week, already filled with tons of guests that I'm really looking forward to. But I guess for now, we will say adieu. So long, farewell.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. And we'll see you next week. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Today, I can't close my eyes.
No!
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.